reserves on the floor right now for Kansas after a rough start in the second half from the starting crew. Kansas bench here showing some life. They're getting some extra minutes.
I wouldn't be surprised to see these guys till the next media timeout.
Andrew White off the dribble, and the handoff is blocked out of bounds by Roundtree. But off the weave, White went strong to the hole, and nice job by Roundtree defending that. Kansas will have the basketball 16 seconds to go on the shot clock. It's Francamp, Mason, White, Embiid, and Traylor, the Kansas five right now. White gets the entry pass now at the free throw line. Back out to Mason with the shot clock at 10. Mason goes left-hand dribble through the lane. Strong, no good.
Oh,
rebound flushed home by Joel Embiid. I don't think he jumped.
How about that?
He just reached up and grabbed it, slammed it home.
He didn't jump. He just got it right off the rim as Frank penetrated, and Joel Embiid wakes everybody up.
Andrew White steals the pass and then the flush the other direction. The rip and run by Andrew White, and Kansas fans on their feet. The lead 56-45, and the Jayhawk fans suddenly back into it.
Love seeing this bench with so much energy. Getting Kansas back to double digits, up 11.
Adalamoto on the dribble. May have gotten away with a walk. Knocked away by Embiid. Roundtree gets it back for Wake. Kicking the corner now to Williams. His pull-up shot inside three is no good. Embiid and Traylor each had a hand on it, and it's knocked to Wake Forest. Kansas fans making some noise, though, at the defensive end of the floor. The Jayhawks, a vast majority of the 3,900. The capacity crowd here at Imperial Arena. On the dribble, here's Jones to Moto. Left side wing is too strong. Flying through for the rebound. Andrew White came hurtling through the lane, and a nice high rebound from Andrew White. So he's got a steal. Big rebound there. Kansas doing a nice job with the bench, firing things up. Here's Embiid, low block, spins, gets his man on the ground and missed the bunny. Back the other way comes Jones for Wake Forest. Crossover dribble on Francamp. Now picks up his dribble. Hands off to Washington. Now resets back to Jones. Embiid had a finish there as Washington was on the deck and just couldn't hit it. Double teamed out front is Jones. Now to Adalamoto through the middle of the lane. Embiid with the block and goes flying, but he's going to get the foul. Kind of twisted over and a hard landing for Joel Embiid. They're going to get White actually on the slap before the block shot attempt, and that's a good thing because Embiid would have been four, but Andrew White picks up his third.
How about that point blank right down there? Is Washington flop. The refs didn't call it, and Joel had about a one-footer that he missed, but again, love the energy. And you look over at the faces of the five starters right there. They've been out for about 4 minutes, and Bill Self hasn't made any.
Little message being sent here?
It's a big message being sent. He didn't like their attitude. He didn't like their hustle, their energy.
Adalamoto hit the first and hit the second. Trims the lead back to 10. Kansas, make that 9. Kansas 56 and Wake Forest 47. 9:35 to go in the second half. It's Mason, Francamp, White, Embiid, and Traylor, the Kansas 5. And they've been out here for a while. Kansas burned a couple of timeouts in the second half. They led by 14. Wake Forest got it back within single digits. And then the bench providing a little spark here. Here's a lob back door. Mason to Embiid for the jam.
Great look that time. They were looking for Connor Francamp on the left. Kavanaugh came out just a little bit. Found Joel for the dunk.
What a pass by Frank Mason. This bench is providing a spark. In the corner, Kavanaugh. He'll launch for three. Got behind a screen and Traylor a little late, and the corner three is drilled by Kavanaugh.
Yeah, we've now seen him hit a couple. You can't lose Kavanaugh on the perimeter, but Kansas still up by eight.
58-50, 8:48 and ticking. Here's White in front of the Kansas bench for three. No good. The ball bounds over the backboard and out of bounds. I don't know if Bill Self liked that quick shot that time.
Yeah, there was one pass and a shot. Wanted to see somebody get involved, especially after you just had an alley-oop dunk. You want to work the ball around, touch both sides of the floor, and try to get it inside first.
Madison Jones across the timeline being defended by Frank Mason. The handoff now as they run a little weave out front. Williams now to Miller McIntyre. Hedging the screen is Embiid. Nice job helping there. Jones on the near wing. Now gives it to the block to Thomas. He is double-teamed. Kicks out to Williams on the wing. He goes dribble, gets in the air, and beats the block shot. Into the hands of Miller McIntyre. The shot clock at 10. Wake Forest The shot clock under 10. Miller McIntyre will pop for three. That's off the iron. No good. Kavanaugh the rebound. Embiid fouls him, but it's going to be first a push-off on Kavanaugh on the rebound.
And Kavanaugh just shoved the ball in Frank Mason's stomach. The officials talking to him.
He teed him up.
Yep. That was a good call right there because Kavanaugh shoved the ball into Frank Mason's stomach. And then the referee came to talk to him, and Kavanaugh said the magic word. He got teed up. And then Thomas came by and bumped into the official.
And this official wants no peace that two other Wake Forest players came over to try to talk to him, and the ref's hot. But he teed up Kavanaugh. Looked like he looked for an explanation first.
Yeah.
Didn't like it, and then teed him up.
Well, after they called the foul on Kavanaugh, he still went up to finish. Joel Embiid knocked him around a little bit, but it was after the foul. I don't think Kavanaugh liked it, but I know Jeff Bizdelic isn't going to like one of his players getting a technical as he's talking to him right now. Connor Frankamp will go to the line to shoot the two technical free throws.
8:12 to go, 58-50 in favor of Kansas over Wake Forest. And technical free throws upcoming. Two free throws for Frankamp, who hits the first off the back iron. So Kavanaugh now with four fouls. He has 11 points for Wake Forest. But the technical costly there for the Wake Forest four-man. Second free throw is good. Now Kansas will have it back.
Big turn of events near midcourt. Right. Big turn of events as he had the rebound, would have finished, but the technical and his fourth foul.
Get it fast with AT&T, the nation's largest 4G network, now with coverage in 3,000 more 4G cities and towns in Verizon. AT&T, rethink possible. Kansas will inbound with now a 9-point lead, 59-50, approaching the 8-minute mark of the second half. Frank Mason over on the far wing now to Andrew White. Off a screen, here's Frank Kemp near side now. Mason on the wing. Shot clock at 20. Mason looking to clear out. Here's White. Now to the free throw line trailer. Kick out to Mason. He goes dribble drive. A little shake and bake. Off the glass. Strong drive and a hoop by Frank Mason.
Strong is right, Josh. He went right into him. Took the contact. Able to finish. Frank Mason playing with so much energy.
Clapping his hands on the defensive end. He has led this charge. Got a poke away there. Nearly got the turnover. Kick out, though. Mackay for three. In and out. Rebound Thomas, the putback. Shoved Embiid out of the way. Got the rebound putback. Up and good. And he's talking. He may get technical foul here, too. They do.
Yep.
They get Thomas. Earlier in the first half, the official took a look at him as he was jawing and didn't give him one. I think they were waiting here. And the second tee, this time on Devin Thomas.
Well, he was running down the court just jawing the whole time. Right before that, and he's frustrated with his teammates right now, yelling at him, and he needs to calm down or he's going to have an early shower.
He teed again and threw him out, and Devin Thomas is gone.
And that's the ref that he bumped into, and he wasn't going to take any lip from him. Devin Thomas is out of this ball game. Connor Frankamp going to have four free throws.
Jeff Bizdelic wants a 30-second timeout. I can't say I blame him. He's got to sort things out, but a technical and then a second technical on Devin Thomas, and he is gone from this ball game.